This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
There are protests set at U.S. airports today, and is that a llama at your Airbnb? I'm David Brancaccio. It's this busy travel week, and if you're flying today, you may see protests by people who get the food, drink, and ice to the plane. Thousands of airline catering workers are set to picket, march, and stage sit-ins in at least 16 major airports. Around 25,000 employees are asking for higher wages and better prices for health care, with a new contract under negotiation, Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
The airline catering workers, like Bobby Kirkpatrick, are actually employed by subcontractors LSG SkyChef and Gate Gourmet. He says the health insurance that he gets through work is just too expensive.
I can't afford the healthcare, but I have to pay it because it's me and my son.
Kirkpatrick is a member of the union Unite Here. He's worked for LSG SkyChef for 38 years at Charlotte Airport in North Carolina. He pays $500 a month towards his health insurance on a wage of $15 an hour. American Airlines is the biggest operator at Charlotte Airport. In a statement, it says it does understand new contracts will mean increased costs for airlines, but also that it can't control negotiations. Catering employees are considered essential to travel, so they can't strike without federal permission. But today's protests are a way to flex their muscles during contract negotiations, says Lisil Orenik at Dominican University, who's studied unions and the airline industry.
It's obviously putting pressure on passengers, on the airlines.
LSG SkyChef and Gate Gourmet say negotiations are ongoing. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
In a few minutes, we'll get the November reading on consumer confidence. Watching with intense interest will be Lindsay Piegza, the chief economist and managing director of the investment company Stifel Nicolaus.
Well, at this point, it really is the consumer that is the sole organic support to the U.S. economy. So the concern is, if we see any indication of the consumer losing some of that confidence, we could see that translate into weaker spending numbers ahead of the key holiday spending season.
The consensus is that consumer confidence may rise a bit when the numbers come in. What are you thinking?
I think the consumer is going to maintain this relatively moderate pace of expectations, but we also have to realize that there has been somewhat of a break between what consumers say and what they do. So even if we do see consumer confidence move maybe just a little bit one way or the other, if consumers begin to change their spending patterns, that's really the focus for the U.S. economy. And we've seen this before. Consumers can sometimes take a month or two to actually report that they're beginning to feel as if they're on a bit shakier financial footing. And we've already seen that translate into a change in their monthly consumption expenditures.
That is the chief economist at Stifel Nicolaus, Lindsay Piegza. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
There's also fresh data on house prices in 20 major U.S. cities. They're up moderately, 2.1% in the year through September. They're up 0.4% from the month before. That is from S&P Case Shiller this morning.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
People who use Airbnb for lodging may also have seen they broker experiences as well. If you like, say, beer, the site sometimes offers bar hopping tours. And if you like animals, Airbnb is now trying that as well. Sammy Cayola with Capital Public Radio visited a llama farm in California.
When Sarah McGovern bought a pair of llamas 9 years ago, she was hooked right away.
They're as close as you get to a unicorn.
She's been breeding, showing, and selling them ever since. And this summer, she listed her farm outside Sacramento in Airbnb's new Animal Experiences category. She doesn't offer lodging, but travelers pay $30 for a 90-minute visit to her farm. It starts with an introduction to the herd.
Wow, hi everyone. These are the small ones.
Yeah, this is the small one. This one is 60.
The animal platform went live this October. Hosts are offering hiking with rescue dogs, picnicking with pigs, yoga with goats. The animal interactions on the site are just a slice of the 40,000 experiences now available. These include multi-day trips and educational courses.
The business strategy behind experiences in general is capturing more and more of the share of wallet when people are traveling.
Alex Stephanie wrote a book on the sharing economy. He's not convinced the new platform will be profitable.
People need a place to stay, but they don't necessarily need to spend money on these types of experiences.
Airbnb worked with a nonprofit called World Animal Protection to come up with the rules for hosts and guests about interactions with the animals and how the animals are treated. But Mikkel Freeman with Airbnb says the company is relying on users to report problems.
Should something slip through the cracks, we encourage our community to let us know so we can investigate.
This is part of a trend. Instagram now gives users a warning when they search for animal content that may involve cruelty behind the scenes. Sarah McGovern says on her farm, Airbnb guests are allowed to feed and pet the llamas or take them for a walk down to the creek. Here's a llama named Ophir taking a quick dip.
Llamas are very curious and they like experiences.
She says becoming a host has been good for business, too. She's had 2 to 4 weekly visitors so far, and even after Airbnb takes its 20% cut, she says the extra income helps with the cost of hay. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola for Marketplace.
And the United Nations released a set of numbers today that you would think would be enough to stop traffic. Greenhouse gas emissions surged to a record level last year, and world temperatures could rise by more than twice the globally agreed limit if nothing further is done. The UN says global temperatures could climb more than 5 degrees Fahrenheit, 3.2 Celsius, by century's end. The UN says keeping the temperature within a safer limit is still possible, but it would require countries to cut emissions by nearly 8% a year. For the next 10 years. A fresh round of UN climate talks starts next week in Madrid. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.